most of us in our homes, when you go into the kitchen or even into the dining room where you may sit down and have dinner, you notice on the wall there's a picture, and it's a picture of the Last Supper. When you see this picture, you see our Lord in the center, and you see his apostles, six on one side and the others on the other side. My dear friends in Christ, we celebrate and we commemorate the Last Supper here tonight during Mass. It's called the Mass of the Last Supper. And at the Last Supper, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has instituted the Blessed Sacrament. We know that on this night, at the Last Supper, our Lord took bread and told his disciples that this is my body. And so too, he took the chalice, and he said that this is the chalice of my blood. Our Lord meant exactly what he said, and the apostles knew it, that he had given them his body and blood, soul and divinity in the Blessed Eucharist. Our Lord had foretold and said this sometime before. Sometime a little bit before this night, our Lord had just worked the miracle where he multiplied the loaves of bread and fish. And he told the people, after he had multiplied the bread and the fish, that he was going to give them a bread that was much better than that which he had just given them. He was going to give them a bread that when they ate that, they would live forever. And that bread was his body, blood. My dear friends in Christ, on this very special occasion here tonight, we commemorate, we remember, and we thank Almighty God for instituting the Blessed Eucharist. And so too, during Mass, we should have that in our mind. It's just as if I'm attending the Last Supper now. It's just as if I'm in the cenacle, in that upper chamber, watching as our Lord changes the bread and the wine into his body, blood, soul, and divinity. My dear friends in Christ, when we look at the Blessed Eucharist, it looks like bread, smells like bread, and tastes like bread. But my dear friends in Christ, it is a miracle where those things still appear. But we know that the substance is truly our Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity. So we should give thanks to Almighty God for instituting the Blessed Eucharist. For why did our Lord institute and give us himself in Holy Communion? Our Lord knew that on this night that he was going to be handed in to his enemies, that he was no longer going to be with his apostles and disciples anymore, walking amongst them. He wanted to be with us still. He wanted to give us a proof of his love. When you love somebody, you want to be with them. When you truly love somebody, you long to be with them. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ longs to be with each and every one of us. And so our Lord did not abandon us after he died, but he gave us himself in Holy Communion, even for us, some almost 2,000 years later. My dear friends in Christ, after our Lord had instituted the Blessed Eucharist, on that same evening, he also gave us another lesson, and that was a lesson of fraternal charity. Our Lord washed the feet of the 12 apostles. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God, washed the feet of his apostles. And he wants us to take a lesson from this as well, that our Lord did not come to be served, but to serve. And so too for us, we should have that in our minds. I come to serve, not to be served. Our fallen human nature wants us to be served. Our fallen human nature wants people to take care of us and to do things for us, things that Almighty God wants us to do ourselves. We should keep that in mind and do our very best to imitate our Lord. I come to serve, not to be served. And the last aspect that I want to briefly touch upon tonight, that is the betrayal. At the Last Supper, even in the picture that you see in the kitchen or the dining room, Judas is there. One of our Lord's 12 apostles betrays him for 30 pieces of silver. Judas's greed traded our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He betrayed him. Our Lord knew this was going to happen. and he tried to give Judas many chances to repent. He tried to make it very clear to Judas that he knew what Judas had done already, or what was going to do with regards to the pieces of silver. So too, after the Last Supper, our Lord leaves the upper chamber and goes with his apostles to the Garden of Gethsemane. And it is there we see that our Lord enter into his passion, his agony in the garden. The aspect of betrayal that I would like to bring to our mind is the fact that Judas approaches our Lord in the garden, and he has the Jews with him, and there are soldiers. And Judas walks up to our Lord and kisses him on the cheek and says, "Hail, Rabbi." How does our Lord and Savior respond? Our Lord responds by saying, "Friend." Our Lord's first word is friend. He still calls Judas friend, trying to touch his heart, trying to lead him to repentance. My dear friends in Christ, we have much joy this evening in thanking Almighty God for giving us the blessed Eucharist, instituting the sacrament of his love here on this occasion of the Last Supper. But we should also keep it in mind that our Lord is going to enter into his passion and death this evening. Before that, he washes the feet of his apostles, and so too, right after the sermon here, we're going to wash the feet of 12 men. So we should envision and think about being at the Last Supper, thinking about our Lord washing the feet of his apostles. So too, we commemorate that now. But after Mass, we commemorate our Lord leaving the upper chamber and going into the garden. We'll have the procession that's going to lead around over to the altar of repose. Our Lord will remain in the tabernacle at the altar of repose until tomorrow at our Good Friday ceremonies at noon. If you're able to spend even 1 hour watching with our Lord this evening or tomorrow morning, I encourage you to do that. Our Lord had told his apostles, "Can you not watch for 1 hour? Can you not watch for 1 hour? Can we not have compassion in the Sacred Heart of Jesus for 1 hour? Think about his passion. Think about his betrayal. That which he'll have to suffer here at the hands of the Jews." My dear friends in Christ, let us thank Almighty God for instituting the Blessed Eucharist, for giving us the sacrament of his love. But let us also practice fraternal charity. Remember, we come to serve, not to be served. My dear friends in Christ, it's a very special occasion this year that we're able to commemorate the Last Supper of our Lord with a beautiful church, with the whole parish. We have much to be thankful for, but let us give that hour, if we are able to, after Mass, or sometime, even in the morning, if you are able to, try to come and spend that hour with our Lord. For our Lord has asked us, "Can you not watch for 1 hour with me?" In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.